was 85. Queensbridge was crazy live. Smitty was an icon. His son had an MB5. Shan was the man on the rap tip. Marley on the beast, big wag on the crack tip. Shit was sweet. Trent was a fly nigga. John Boy a live nigga. Trage hung with Oogie. You my heart till I die, nigga. Herb was a troublemaker. RK a money maker. Can't forget Wee-Wa, he was the illest ball player. 86 is when the bridge stuck together. The era of crack vials and Dapper Dan leathers. Karinga was a funny nigga. Fat Boy a hungry nigga. Wells from the 40 Busters was a get money nigga. When Tyrone died, we cried with Thomas. Smash had the accident that shocked the project. Then the bridge dropped. Chris got on the bandwagon and did Shan. But it was good for hip hop. And 87 High Day mixtapes was banging. Anita Baker sang while we were slinging, doing our thing. Hanging on corners with ropes that was enormous. Big Butter was reppin'. The Dime had the tournaments. Rodney was a flashy nigga. Prince Wally had heat. Mark Allen used to physically smash niggas. Can't forget Yammy with the skill and hand speed. That also is the year we first seen Blue Van D's. Fun and World was getting it big time. And nigga World was the first nigga I seen with a 5. 88 was ill, John Hope got killed. In the summertime, niggas parked their rides on the hill. Drawers was a fighter, Spunk was a cash getter. Nut was mad skinny, but not scared to blast niggas. Don't even answer by the Queensbridge Jam, kid. The music was loud, it secluded the blast. And I'm from 4015, like Horse and Doula, Ali Jomar, and Troy the Future. Chungo the Watsons, Fish in the Austins. Puerto Rican wine on the fifth floor snorting. Can't forget Cool Chip, Haze and Bone, Spud Black, J. E. Flammeo, Wallace, Slate, High C, Starby, Grand Wiz, Crazy Barry, and his brother Robbie. A year later, we was ducking from Bobby on the Ave. It was crazy. Smalls, Black, and Party, Kenya, Lisa, Inga, Richie, Ops, and Howie, Sudan, Bar, Kim, and Fat One, the hand king.